Chapter 22. If that way fail, we shall make the mountain a third way, of so many letters. 76. Quibusdom veteribus codicibus, some ancient MSS. Dot S. 77. There are two kinds, oral tradition and the written record, reference to the value attached to tradition in the Roman Church. 77b, the flame-colored lining figures the doctrine of purgatory, and the codicil annexed, the apocryphal books annexed to the Bible. The dog keeper is said to be an allusion to the apocryphal book of Tobit. 78, dread hell and subdue their lusts. 78b, strained glosses and interpretations of the simple text. 79, images in churches. 79b, the locking up of the Gospel in the original Greek, or in the Latin of the Vulgate, and forbidding its diffusion in the language of the people. 80, the Pope's bulls and decretals, issued by his paternal authority, that must determine questions of interpretation and tradition, or else many absurd things would follow. 80b, Constantine the Great, from whom the Church of Rome was said to have received the donation of St. Peter's patrimony, and first derived the wealth described by our old reformers as the fatal gift of Constantine. 84, C. Wotton, F. Ancient and Modern Learning. S. 84b, Satire and Panegyric upon Critics. S. 85, Vide excerpta exeo apud fodium. S. 86, Ear Helicon, and round the learned hill grow trees whose blossoms with their odor kill. Hawksworth. 88, a quotation after the manner of a great author. Vide Bentley's Assertion, and C.S. 89, and D. How they are disappointed when they are pleased. Congreve, quoted by Pate. 95, refusing the cup of sacrament to the laity. Thomas Wharton observes on the following passage its close resemblance to the speech of Panurgyn Rabelais, and says that Swift formed himself upon Rabelais. 96, transubstantiation. 98, the Reformation. 98b, the cross in hoc signo vinces, pieces of the wood said to be part of it were many in the churches. 98c, one miracle to be believed was that the chapel of Loreto traveled from the Holy Land to Italy. 99a, made a true copy of the Bible in the language of the people. 99b, gave the cup to the laity. 99c, allowed marriages of priests. 102, Homer Psalms res humanus primitus complex assessed. Xenophon and Convive. S. 102b, a treatise written about 50 years ago by a Welsh gentleman of Cambridge. His name, as I remember, Vaughan, as appears by the answer to it by the learned Dr. Henry Moore. It is a piece of the most unintelligible fustian that perhaps was ever published in any language. S. This piece was by the brother of Henry Vaughan, the poet. 110, after the changes made by Martin, that transformed the Church of Rome into the Church of England, Jack's proceedings made a rent from top to bottom by the separation of the Presbyterians from the church establishment. 111, the galleries over the piazzas, in the old Royal Exchange were formerly filled with shops, kept chiefly by women. Illustrations of this feature in London life are to be found in Dekker's Homemaker's Holiday, and other plays. 111b, the contraction of the word mobile to mop first appeared in the time of Charles II. 112, Jack the Bald, Calvin, from Calvus, Bald, Jack with a lanthorn, professing inward lights, Quakers, Dutch Jack, Jack of Leiden, Anabaptists. French Hugh, the Huguenots, Tom the Beggar, the Gooses of Flanders, Knocking Jack of the North, John Knox of Scotland. Ealists pretenders to inspiration. 116, Herodotus, 1. 4. S. 119, Bombast von Hohenheim, Paracelsus. 119b, fanatical preachers of rebellion. 120, Pausanias, 1. 8. S. 122, the Quakers allowed women to preach. 123, the worshippers of wind or air found their evil spirits in the chameleon, by which it was eaten, and the windmill, Maulinae-vent, by whose four hands it was beaten. 126, Henry IV of France. 126b, Ravaillac, who stabbed Henry IV. 127, Swift's contemporary, Louis XIV of France. 127b, Western civet. Paracelsus was said to have endeavored to extract a perfume from human excrement that might become as fashionable as civet from the cat. It was called Zebeda occidentalis, the back being, according to Paracelsus, the western part of the body. 129, Ep. Fam. Vi. 10 to Trebatius, who, as the next sentence in the letter shows, had not gone into England. 135, a lawyer's coach hire. S. 136, the College of Physicians. 140, the bad critics. 142, a name under which Thomas Vaughan wrote. 145, Revelations, Xia. 11. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. Phrase of the will, being scripture phrase, of either testament, applied to every occasion, and often in the most unbecoming manner. 145b, he did not kneel when he received the sacrament. 146, his inward lights. 146b, predestination. 147, vi don quixit. S. 147b, Swift borrowed this from the customs of Moronia Fool's Land in Joseph Hall's Mundus Alterae Item. 148, the Presbyterians objected to church music, and had no organs in their meeting houses. 148b, opposed to the decoration of church walls. 148c, baptism by immersion. 148d, preaching. 151, his wicked prodigal escaped the chain. Francis's horse. 151b, lib. De air, lossus, aequis. S. 152, Charles II. By the act of uniformity, which drove 2,000 ministers of religion, including some of the most devout, in one day out of the Church of England. 152b, including Scaliger's, is Swift's note in the margin. The sixth sense was the common sense which united and conveyed to the mind as one whole the information brought in by the other five. Common sense did not originally mean the kind of sense common among the people generally. A person wanting in common sense was one whose brain did not properly combine impressions brought into it by the eye, the ear, and C. 153, reference here is to the exercise by James II of a dispensing power which illegally protected Roman Catholics, and incidentally dissenters also, to the consequent growth of feeling against the Roman Catholics. Act on a great horse and eating custard represents what was termed the occasional conformity of men who blasphemed custard through the nose, but complied with the law that required them to take sacrament in the Church of England as qualification for becoming a Lord Mayor or holding any office of public authority. 155, Pierre d'Orleans. S. 157, Tresenia, Pawson. 50. 2. S. 160, Henry V. 160b, Idi Defensor. 161, Edward V. 161b, Queen Mary. 161c, Queen Elizabeth. 162, James I. 162b, Episcopacy. 162c, Charles I. 164, Cromwell. 164b, Charles II. 164c, James II. 164d, William III. 165, High Church against Dissent. End of the Project Gutenberg ebook of A Tale of a Tub, by Jonathan Swift. This file should be named TLTB10. TTXT or TLTB10. Zip corrected editions of our ebooks get a new number, TLTB11. TTXT versions based on separate sources get new letter, TLTB10ATTXT. Project Gutenberg ebooks are often created from several printed editions, all of which are confirmed as public domain in the U.S., unless a copyright notice is included. Thus, we usually do not keep ebooks in compliance with any particular paper edition. We are now trying to release all our ebooks 1 year in advance of the official release dates, leaving time for better editing. Please be encouraged to tell us about any error or corrections, even years after the official publication date. Please note neither this listing nor its contents are final till midnight of the last day of the month of any such announcement. The official release date of all Project Gutenberg ebooks is at midnight, Central Time, of the last day of the stated month. A preliminary version may often be posted for suggestion, comment and editing by those who wish to do so. Most people started our websites at http Gutenberg Nnet or http promo Nnet page. These websites include award-winning information about Project Gutenberg, including how to donate, how to help produce our new ebooks, and how to subscribe to our email newsletter free. Those of you who want to download any ebook before announcement can get to them as follows, and just download by date. This is also a good way to get them instantly upon announcement, as the indexes our catalogers produce obviously take a while after an announcement goes out in the Project Gutenberg newsletter. HTTP www.iabiblio.org Gutenberg ETEXT03 or FTP. FTP. Iabiblio. Org PubDocs Books Gutenberg ETEXT03 or ETEXT02010998997969599494939291 or 90. Just search by the first five letters of the file name you want, as it appears in our newsletters. Information about Project Gutenberg, one page. We produce about $2 million for each hour we work. The time it takes us, a rather conservative estimate, is 50 hours to get any ebook selected, entered, proofread, edited, copyright searched and analyzed, the copyright letters written, etc. Our projected audience is 100 million readers. If the value per text is nominally estimated at $1, then we produce $2 million per hour in 2002 as we release over 100 new text files per month. 1240 more ebooks in 2001 for a total of 4,000 plus. We are already on our way to trying for 2,000 more ebooks in 2002. If they reach just 1-2% of the world's population, then the total will reach over half a trillion ebooks given away by year's end. The goal of Project Gutenberg is to give away 1 trillion ebooks. This is 10,000 titles each to 100 million readers, which is only about 4% of the present number of computer users. Here is the briefest record of our progress. Means estimated, : ebooks year month, 1971 July 10 1991 January 100 1994 January 1000 1997 August 1500 1998 October 2000 1999 December 2500 2000 December 3000 2001 November 4000 2001 October November 6000 2002 December 9000 2003 November Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.